You want the line to
An instructor threads a line through an 8.5-foot long fly rod. Her experienced fingers make it look easy. The beginners standing around watching her aren't so sure. They're all women, and they've come to this quiet pond to learn how to fly fish. They've also come to be with women like themselves, women who've had breast cancer. Marty Gephardt is a 48-year-old English teacher. She remembers the first time she was diagnosed with cancer.
My daughter was about 9 months old, and I was still nursing her, but I was in the shower and discovered a lump, and I called the midwife that had delivered her and went right away, and actually she found another lump. I had two lumps in the same breast. It was a terrible time.
Gephardt had a mastectomy, and when the cancer came back 3 years later, she had a bone marrow transplant. It's been 10 years since the cancer appeared, but Gephardt says it changed her life in a way that only other survivors can understand. That's why she came to this retreat in the mountains of southern Vermont. She wanted to be with women who can relate to what she's been through.
These women are total strangers to me, but we share that common bond of surgery and chemotherapy and radiation and isolation and terror and hope. You know, there's a lot of common ground, and you can feel it by being here.
Hey, Sherry, have you ever caught anything?
No, thank God.
At the moment, the focus isn't on cancer. It's on figuring out how to control the 10 feet of fishing line coming out of each pole. 14 women have come to this weekend retreat put on by a group called Casting for Recovery. On a cool fall day, they line up along the shoreline to practice. They brace themselves against the strong wind and attempt to throw their lines somewhere near the pond. Sometimes it lands in the water. Sometimes it lands on their neighbor. Thankfully, they're not using hooks. Gwen Perkins is a fly fishing instructor and the founder of Casting for Recovery. The group holds retreats for breast cancer survivors all over the country. Perkins came up with the idea in 1996 after a woman with breast cancer went to one of her classes. It was then she realized that these women could benefit from the sport she loves.
It's getting out in the air outside. Your senses are really heightened by the breeze and the sun, feeling the tug of the water, the cool water on your legs. It's methodical, it's repetitive, it's almost a meditation sometimes, if you will. And you can't help but just slow down. Your brain slows down. I think my heartbeat slows down. I think everything just very lets go and really relaxes.
Perkins leads about 4 weekend retreats a year. Participants are chosen on a first-come, first-served basis. The nonprofit organization covers all of their expenses. Perkins says the sport offers physical benefits as well. An angler lifts and lowers her elbow. This works the muscles in the chest and the arm. 35-year-old Elizabeth Berard had a lump removed from her breast in March. She says she did everything she could to heal her body physically. Now she's here, trying to heal herself emotionally.
You don't have to explain to them, you know, the fear, you know, the emotional roller coaster. They've been through it. They know exactly where you're coming from. You know, I think in some ways my family, they've been very supportive, but I think they're happy to be putting this behind us, and I'm not sure they want to talk about it anymore. I think they kind of think, okay, this is over now. But for me, it's not over, and I don't know if it'll ever be over. You know, it's now become a part of my life.
Berard says the women on this retreat understand how she feels, and even though they've had cancer, they're defiantly positive. They don't see their diagnosis as a death sentence. Instead, Berard says, she views it as a new lease on life.
I think I have a much more positive outlook about things, which sounds odd, but yeah, somehow it's changed my perspective. I'm not so stressed in my daily life. I've sort of slowed down a bit. You know, my kids, if we're having a bad day, it's not quite so bad anymore because I think things could be worse, and at least I'm here.
The women stand in a semicircle facing the pond. They hold a small prayer service. the service gives them a chance to reflect on what this weekend has meant to them. Some of the participants will leave here avid fishermen. They'll form friendships and go fishing together in local trout streams. Others may never fish again. But they'll all take home memories of this weekend, the laughter and the tears. And most importantly, they'll leave with new friendships, strengthened by their shared experience of survival. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Manchester, Vermont.